Commissioner Vilma Leek has been a close ally of Pat Cotham's. So last night, when Leek earnestly seconded the nomination of Trevor Fuller to be chair...
Nominate Trevor Fuller.
Second.
It signaled the end of that alliance. Republican Bill James described it this way.
Obviously, if Commissioner Leek is seconding the motion for Trevor, then we know that the fix is in.
Leek's support has been crucial for Cotham over the past year. The District 2 Democrat voted with the former chairwoman and the board's three Republicans to fire former county manager Harry Jones following a botched property revaluation. Cotham's decision after the vote not to let Jones speak didn't sit well with commissioners who hadn't supported his firing. Then Cotham ruffled more feathers in searching for Jones' replacement by forming a committee of four commissioners to narrow down the applicants. The others felt cut out of the process. Cotham says she did it to protect the applicant's privacy. It's this leadership style, says Leek, that wasn't working for the county. In fact, Leek says she herself has been criticized because of it.
I've been accused of a lot of things because of your leadership. And I accept those criticisms. But I do know this, that your heart is in the right place.
Others praised Cotham's leadership style, like Republican Karen Bentley, who thanked her for getting the votes to authorize a redo of the 2011 property revaluation.
But without your leadership, we would not have been able to garner a majority on this board to do what needed to be done.
After more than 20 minutes of comments, Cotham withdrew her name from consideration. The board took an official vote.
All those in favor of Commissioner Fuller as the chair, raise your hands.
So much for unity.
Looks like that motion is carried and Commissioner Fuller is...
And then Cotham and Fuller traded seats. Dumont Clark, a Democrat serving his sixth term as the District 4 representative, was then elected to be vice chair. Cotham turned down a nomination for that post. Newly elected Chairman Trevor Fuller says people had been approaching him for months to ask him to allow his name to be considered for the job, but he didn't make up his mind about it until just a few days ago.
I had to consider whether or not me coming forward would help the board work more effectively, and I concluded that I could, and that's why I allowed my name to be in nomination.
Fuller says he hopes to be a less divisive leader, but that doesn't mean any immediate changes to the search process for a new county manager, despite some commissioners' objections to the way Cotham handled it. The full commission will now interview five candidates and narrow it down to two or three finalists. That's the same way it would have happened under the previous chair. The Mecklenburg County Commission doesn't usually change leadership in between election years, but there is precedent for last night's move. Back in 2011, Democrat Harold Cogdill allied with Republicans to unseat then-chairwoman and fellow Democrat Jennifer Roberts. But Cogdill went on to leave the party and register as unaffiliated. Cotham has no such plans. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.